splendid little cafe. Maitre d', Jasper Dowd, party of one. Oh, I neglected to make a reservation. Don't get up. Well, I think it would be safer to sit in the balcony. I'll have the pheasant. Oh. I circled the globe a dozen times. World tours. Command performances for the Emperor of Japan, the King of Italy, and the Raja of Sholapur. I was adored everywhere I went, outdrawing even Houdini. Quick learner, Harry. Oh, a little something the sorcerer Chung Ling Su showed me before his bullet-catching trick misfired. The hand, my friend, is quicker than the eye. In vaudeville, you learn to always bungle the first attempt at a trick.
I've been thrown out of better places than that so-called diner. You've had your nose in that book for hours. Formulas, equations.
I've been working on a problem for a long time, and I'm close.
Science. It was called alchemy during the Middle Ages. Alchemy. I like that. More mysterious.
My inhaler. I thought I had it.
Here, is this it?
Yeah.
Asthma?
Yeah.
Look, why don't we just rest for a second? Maybe we can pull over and get a bite to eat.
Gotta make San Luis Obispo before dinner. An old friend of mine is restoring a theater, a place we used to play in the old days, before you were born, no doubt. I don't usually work for scale, but I'm doing this as a favor for my friend Edgar. Yeah. Too bad my assistant couldn't make it. Busy building props for our next European tour. David, you could be my assistant.
I don't know anything about magic.
David, in you I see the mysteries of the universe. You have powers you're not even aware of. Okay, so you're no Harry Houdini, but if I can pull a rabbit out of a hat, I can pull the sorcerer out of you.
I open the doors. You step out. We take our bows. And you wheel out Neptune's torture chamber. Right about there. That's good.
I hate to say it, it looks pretty frightening to me.
Good, David. Well, it's supposed to look frightening now.
Jasper, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you are. Now, tonight, when I do this trick, this will be filled with water. I will go into the tank, under the water, and those little chains there will be hooked to this hook right here. You see? Now, and then I reach in here, and what do I find but a little key.
Oh, that's how you get these off, huh?
David, I'm a magician, not a locksmith.
Jasper?
Yes. I'll go on as soon as I catch my breath.
Are you serious?
I've got to deliver, David. For Edgar's sake, don't worry, Edgar.
I tell you what, you cooperate, and I'll go out and try to hold him for a few minutes, okay? Unless you plan on doing the finale yourself.
My trunks had to make room for yours.
Yes. Oh, Jasper, how I envy the life you've led all these years, the exotic places you've seen, people you've met. I've always been so rooted to the safest place I could find.
Lily.
The day we met, you told me that living should be unpredictable, like riding on the wings of some great bird and never knowing where it would light next.
I said that?
Oh, you got so excited, and all I could think about was my fear of heights.
You look just as lovely as you did on that day at the Orpheum. Lily, you were the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. You still are.
Look at me, Jasper. Look at me.
A magician never wants to give up the illusion.
No one does. But that's why Giancarlo is good for me. You always love some romantic illusion.
No, no, Lily, no.
But Giancarlo sees the real me.
Then why can't you see the real Giancarlo?
What do you mean?
The closest Giancarlo has ever been to Italy is the spaghetti joint he worked at in the Bronx.
You'd better leave, Jasper.
Now, I'm waiting for a letter that'll prove he's a phony.
All that matters is that he loves me for what I am.
Mm-hmm. Or for what you're worth.
Goodbye, Jasper.
Don't you understand? He loves you because you're a rich, lonely old woman. Lily.
But, Jasper, much as I hate to admit it, that's what I am.
Lily, that's not what I came here to say.
David, that was Kimberly on the phone. She wanted to tell me that after seeing that green man, she finally believes in magic. I told her she ought to take a few days off from work.
But it seems you solved all your problems. Mm.
And what about your problem? Did you ever find the answer?
No, I'm beginning to think that I might never find the answer to my problem.
Yeah, well, I know the feeling.
I know just what you mean. For instance,
this trick has eluded me for over 20 years. Just could never master it. David, it worked.
Congratulations.
It finally worked. A lesson the great Houdini taught me. Just when you are ready to give up, the magic finally works.